After both falling short at Euro 2020, France and Spain were determined to lift the European Nations League trophy in Milan. It was the Spaniards who opened the scoring when Mikel Oyarzabal netted in the 64th minute. Luis Enrique's men were 26 minutes away from their first trophy since the Euros in 2012. But the lead lasted just 2 minutes. Karim Benzema, who plays his club football in Spain for Real Madrid, equalised for the reigning world champions.
Oh, that's magnificent! What a goal by Karim Benzema!
And then Kylian Mbappe scored with 10 minutes to go.
Mbappe!
There will be debate over whether or not he was offside, but the goal stood and the French were nearly there. They did need captain and goalkeeper Hugo Lloris to help them get there, not once, but twice.
And he nearly won the header. Wonderful save again by Lloris. It is France who celebrates.
France putting the disappointment of a last 16 exit at the Euros behind them by winning the Nations League.
What is behind us stays behind. The players prove that they are still performing at a high level. We can't have some matches which we cannot manage from A to Z, and in September we drew 2 matches, but the balance was still positive.
And the fans could not contain their joy on the streets after the game.
We're very happy. France won. Thank you, Benzema. Thank you, Deschamps. Thank you, Griezmann. Thank you, Mbappe. Long live France.
France will now set their sights on becoming the first team to successfully defend the World Cup since Brazil won back-to-back titles in 1958 and 1962. Peter Stemmett, Al Jazeera.